This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. It's time for money to be given away. Yeah! Call. C-A-L-L. Call. Text the word call to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. That word again, call. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. This hour's code word is call. All right, let's get into the celebrity trash. I want to start with Aretha Franklin real quick. This story is spreading everywhere. It's looking like she's on her deathbed.
Oh.
She is gravely ill in Detroit. The family right now is asking for prayers and privacy. She was originally diagnosed with cancer back in 2010. She turned 76 in March. Her last performance was November 2nd, 2017. She did the Elton John AIDS Foundation in New York. Her final public performance was at the Mann Center in Philadelphia in August of 2017. She was already then fighting exhaustion and dehydration. I don't really have much. Did you see any more information than that? It's basically the family's asking for prayers and privacy.
Yeah,
and
that's
sounding
pretty
like
much
she's
the story everywhere.
At the end here. So just an update. You'll probably see that.
That's too bad.
Today.
She wasn't exactly a picture of health, though. So
no. Well, 76, you know. There's,
right.
There's, you know, fine age to make it to. She certainly has a body of work that is will not be soon forgotten. Rolling Stone called her the number one singer of all time.
I heard that, yeah.
You think so?
She's amazing. She's not my favorite singer, but there's no denying what an amazing singer she is.
Who's the number one singer of all time?
Say it.
Freddie Mercury. Yeah. Probably.
Or Robert Plant.
No. He's not a great singer. He's just perfect for that band.
Yeah, I've heard a ton of people say they can't listen because of him.
Oh. Hmm.
Like the music's great.
I hear people say that about Rush.
And, oh, right. But who else could do Rush?
I know.
I think Geddy Lee is perfect.
I don't really think you can pick the number one singer of all time. I agree that she's absolutely legendary and certainly, you know.
How about Michael Jackson?
No. Great singer.
Best singer of all time, though.
I don't think so.
The guy from Maiden. Come on.
He's got a great voice. I wouldn't give him best singer of all time.
What?
No.
Come on.
He's your best singer of all time?
Well.
Bruce who did
Dickinson?
He say? Who did he just say?
Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden.
Oh, no. Son.
What about, do you mean no? You don't even know.
What about Prince?
It's Dickinson.
No, it's not Prince.
What Prince about, is
Prince
pretty
is
good.
Great. Yeah.
What well, about
listen,
Elvis?
That's a, no.
Elvis. What?
That's the thing. There's a million really great singers out there. I think it's... Crank this up. Let's listen to her.
All right.
Yeah, what about Frank Sinatra?
No. Dude, I mean, really, when I think about, like, singers who just blow your frickin' mind, I think of Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But there's, you know, people get moved by different things mm-hmm. in singing, so there you go. All right. Omarosa's in the news today.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she is all over the news. She has a book coming out tomorrow called Unhinged, an insider's account of the Trump White House. It includes a bunch of big claims about President Trump and his inner circle. She was on Meet the Press yesterday, and she had been taping things at the. She taped a phone call with her and President Trump after she was fired. She taped her firing. She taped lots of conversations.
Now, I realize there are different laws in place about taping people without consent. So is she in trouble or was she in a state that doesn't have a law about that?
DC apparently does have different laws than, you know, I think it depends how you use it. You're really not supposed to tape someone without their knowledge, but she's playing these things on, I mean, NBC aired them. And apparently there, I heard something on the CBS morning news this morning where they were talking about DC not having secret taping stuff in place.
Really?
I Is that because it's D.C. and people should be able to tape what we... I don't know. They didn't, but I didn't catch exactly what the law was. So.
Because we used to do that. We used to make call-outs.
Absolutely.
We used to do it all the time. You do it.
People
do
can't be on the air without prior consent.
And so we've been told, you know, the rules in way too many meetings. But I seem to remember there was a show called Crank Yankers. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And they did those calls from Las Vegas because the laws in Nevada are different than anywhere else in the country. So they were able to make... That's the only loophole I knew of.
Right.
Was you could do that in Nevada.
Right.
But if that's the same in D.C., then there it is.
Yeah, I don't really know exactly what the law states, but she has tape. I mean, I heard the conversation between her and
are they
Trump.
Damning?
This is a little blurb. It says the District of Columbia's wiretapping law is a one-party consent law. Thus, if you operate in D.C., you may record a conversation or phone call if you are a party to the conversation. But then it says, or you get permission from one party.
Well,
so it's
remember
her
Linda
making
Tripp,
a call. She did it.
Linda Tripp did all those tapes of Monica Lewinsky and never even occurred to me that why those wouldn't be admissible.
Because that was pre-rules.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
Because we didn't get the
rules
hammered into our heads until
later.
The 2000s.
So damning, no. Some of the allegations she makes are pretty damning. And I guess she's just backing it up with these tapes. The President Trump phone call to her after her firing is actually hilarious. We'll play it for you in a second. I was just like, you got to be kidding me. So she was on Meet the Press yesterday. She said she was, quote, complicit with this White House deceiving this nation. She said Trump is, quote, truly a racist. And she's heard audio tapes of him using the N-word. She's accusing Trump's team of threatening her on her way out. She also released an audio recording that she made of that. Her credibility is
low.
Low. It's suspect, even. Her main qualification for serving on Trump's White House staff was he knew her from The Apprentice. And she was fired in real life back in December. Let's start with the firing.
All right.
So it's John Kelly who is firing her. And I believe she turns the tape on midway. She realizes she's getting fired. And that's when she turns the tape on.
Ah, she says his name. She whole names him.
Mm-hmm. She wants to make sure it's clear who that is.
How did he not go, wait a minute, click? You know what I mean? Like, there he is. She just whole named him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
He actually says more that the violation, so he says that she's guilty of serious integrity violations, money issues, and legal issues that could make it ugly for her. He says she'd be subject to legal action, but that won't be necessary if she exits quietly.
So why was she fired?
He's not saying
integrity
exactly,
issues.
Yeah, he's saying this stuff, but it's pretty vague, and she does seem surprised by it. So days after she's fired, or soon after, President Trump calls her, and she tapes that call too. You're just the president.
Damn it.
I don't even know why he called
Omarosa,
her.
What happened?
Well, I do. What? That's his way of trying to still be in good with her so she won't badmouth him,
well,
right?
That ain't happening.
Damn it. You got to save that for us. I need that, damn it. Damn it.
After years of being a huge fan of Trump, who had nothing but love and admiration for him as recently as a year ago, Omarosa suddenly has a lot of dirt on him. In the book, she calls him a racist, a bigot, and a misogynist who's losing his mental faculties. So she was asked on Meet the Press, why the 180? And she said that she had a blind spot where it came to Trump and she wanted to see the best in him. Naturally, he's responded. He called her a lowlife over the weekend.
I know. God.
He did?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you have the audio of that?
She's a lowlife. She's a lowlife.
Yeah. And White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the book is riddled with lies and false accusations. Omarosa is a disgruntled former employee who's trying to profit off these false attacks. Damn it. How could she?
Did he tweet anything about her?
I don't know. I didn't look at his tweets this morning.
He hasn't tweeted anything this morning.
Oh, that's amazing. Was he on vacation?
Is he getting questioned by Mueller's team right now?
No, I think they haven't agreed on what on what questions the guy can ask.
Oh.
Damn it. Anyway, that's where Omarosa's at. You know, she's going to sell a zillion books.
Yes, she is. She's going to be all over.
Right.
Everywhere.
When she was on Big Brother, Vinny, was that the celebrity?
Oh, yeah, I already forgot. It was the celebrity Big Brother.
So
I forgot she was even on there.
That was February or so.
He just posted about her.
Oh, what did he say?
Wacky Omarosa, who got fired 3 times on The Apprentice, now got fired for the last time. She never made it. She never will. She begged me for a job. Tears in her eyes. I said okay. People in the White House hated her. She was vicious, but not smart. You would rarely see her, but heard.
I love how he's like, oh, they run a big operation over here.
Sorry, he goes on to say, but heard really bad things, nasty to people, and would constantly miss meetings and work. When General Kelly came on board, he told me she was a loser.
Oh,
and nothing but problems. I told him to try working it out, if possible, because she only said great things about me until she got fired. President of the United States, everybody.
Mm. Proud
told
moment.
Me someone a loser.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yikes. John Mayer is in the news this morning. He was, his house was burgled. Uh-oh. Law enforcement.
Where does he live?
Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay. Because I thought he lived in Montana.
He might have a place there, too.
But the one in L.A. was...
It was in L.A.
All right.
Someone broke into his house mid-morning on Friday. They smashed a bedroom window and got in. I don't know if he just doesn't set his alarm or what is... I mean, how does someone break it? They didn't even know until later.
We hear this, that these celebrities don't set their alarms.
You know, here's the other thing. As I looked into alarms, and this is just the weirdest thing... So you can have one of those sensors on your window that will go off if the window's opened.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a sensor gets a glass break, as long as that window hasn't moved on its track.
Hasn't separated the contact
piece. The alarm won't go off. So you have to have a backup, either the glass break sensor or a movement sensor that will pick up a person coming into your house. Nothing goes off if you just have those window things.
Yeah, you know, the problem with the motion detectors that I've often thought of is, like, I have pets.
Yep.
And so I wouldn't set that when I was away at work. You know, the motion
detector
would be...
They're supposed to not go off with a cat or a dog, but, there's issues with all of it.
Right.
I mean, false alarms are a thing, man, and you register with the police because you need to, because false alarms... They charge you.
Mm-hmm.
Charge you. They come out and... Eh.
We have false alarms at my house all the time. Every it seems like every time we go on vacation, the alarm gets set off.
Oh, really?
Always. Like, it never happens when we're home. Why would it happen when we're home? Then we could actually be there and take care of it.
It's by the cat?
No, it's usually like our gardener opens the shed, and John forgot to lock the shed, so he opens the shed and the alarm goes off.
Mm. Yikes.
He books it. Out of there, and then my whole
he
neighborhood.
Runs for it.
Hell yeah, he's like, I'm getting the hell out of here. They're not here. I gotta go. The cops show up, and the alarm company's trying to get a hold of you, and like, oh my God, it's happening. Anyway, so somebody broke a window and crawled into the house. The house was ransacked. They're saying they took musical equipment, personal property. Among the items listed were some of John's watches. I guess he has a big watch collection.
I was just going to say, you know, he
talks
way too publicly about his watch collection. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what he's got instrument-wise, but a lot of those guys...
They say it's enormous.
They collect, like, the big stuff. Like the old, rare guitars that no one could afford in a million years.
Yeah. They're saying here the... Value of the property taken is somewhere between $100,000 and $200,000, but that actually sounds low if they went... I mean, did they just take one watch? I mean, my thought would be that, you know, how burglars
scoop
always have that bag. You know, they
the
put
big
all
black
the,
bag,
right, the big
yeah.
black bag that they throw over their shoulders, you know, with their little mask. I guess he looks like the Hamburglar. I'm not sure. You know, it seems like $200,000 seems low, especially, and for musical equipment and everything else. If they ransacked this guy's house, I can't believe it's only $200,000. So no one was home at the time of the break-in. They don't say whether or not the burglar alarm was on. Sounds like if it was, he doesn't have the glass break thing. Somewhere around noon, a security guard noticed the broken window. And that's when the police were called. No suspects or anything so far, but there you go.
Sometimes this stuff's inside jobs, too.
This People article is saying that he just bought that home from Adam Levine 3 months ago.
Oh.
So he just moved into it. Oh, it's ruined now.
Yeah, you got to move out.
Just gonna say that. Like, when your house gets burglarized, when you can't feel safe in your own home, especially if you're at his level, I mean, I'm sure he's just like, fine, I'll just rent something for a while and sell this place. Chris Hemsworth's birthday was this past Saturday.
Is that Thor?
That's Thor. Yeah.
God, Thor is the worst movie I have
ever
seen.
What the heck?
That was absolute garbage.
Oh, my.
I could not believe it. Man, what a piece of
Which
poop.
One? The Ragnarok one?
The first one. The
very
first
it.
One.
I liked it.
No,
so.
You did not.
I did. I
All
didn't mind
those
it.
Scenes with the...
It's fine.
The bridge step back to Earth. And
yeah.
The,
yeah.
Get cool. out of cool. here. You don't like that.
So yeah, true right. to the comics.
Oh, was that why you liked it?
Well, I like Thor. I like Chris Hemsworth.
Well, I like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I got nothing against Chris Hemsworth.
I don't care about Thor at all. I didn't mind the movie, but...
Listen, there are way worse.
He's so funny in that...
You didn't even watch it.
I did see it.
The first one.
Yeah, with Loki and everything. Oh, yeah. Oh, I totally
That's
watched
her boyfriend,
it. That's
bro.
When I fell in love with Tom Hiddleston.
Loki.
He's great in National Lampoon's Vacation Redo.
Oh, no.
You watched that.
Yeah, I did. And... Frankly, I can't remember really anything about that movie except the scenes where they're at his house. He steals that movie. He's so funny. Chris Hemsworth is 35 now. He has a lot of famous friends.
He's old, dusty.
So Leon Bridges sent him a message for his birthday, which he posted. So like,
that's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
What's why are you making that face?
I don't know. It's just like Like I,
well, he's
just,
in a car.
It's
just
so
he just
random.
Films himself.
Yeah, it's like super random.
But it's sweet.
But
and thoughtful.
Wait, are they friends or not?
I think they're friends.
Well, then that's not random. That's
it's just not.
Well, do you have the caption of what Chris Hemsworth said about Leon?
Somewhere in here, I do. Let's see. One of my favorite artists, Leon Bridges, official singing me a birthday tune. So, it's fine. Whatever. It's a thoughtful thing to do. So Josh Groban sort of felt like I did, like, whoa, what the hell was that?
Brolin.
Josh Brolin? This is Josh Brolin?
Yeah.
That's not Josh Groban.
Oh, my
Groban.
God, hilarious.
Yeah, it's Brolin.
Well, no, he told me this. Yeah, I was like, God, he is really stinking this thing up. I thought Josh Groban was a good singer.
No, it was Brolin.
All right,
sorry.
So Josh Brolin does a response to the thing that Chris Hemsworth posted, and here's his response to it.
Why all the reactions
this
to this
so
guy's very nice little message
very
to him?
Nice.
I don't get it. You're a little hostile.
Not hostile.
Josh
it's
Brolin's
just like,
having a cow over it.
Terrible.
God, Josh, I guess
Leon
he should call
Bridges
you next time.
Good.
Sheesh.
Anyway, there's
somebody's a little jelly.
Josh Brolin's response. Happy birthday, Chris Hemsworth. You're amazing.
Oh, someone says The Rock sent
yeah,
it to
the
him,
Rock
too.
Oh, The Rock did it,
the
too?
Rock, hey, if you can pull up The Rock's Instagram real fast.
Earlier?
I was playing it
I
in
thought
here,
it was
yeah.
The Rock.
If you Or you go to Chris Hemsworth Instagram.
I
oh,
he
is
reposted
it on his Instagram?
It.
All right.
Yeah, it's Let's funny. He sings a song.
While you look for that, I'm going to tell the Honey Boo Boo story.
All right, I'm listening to it first.
Okay. Honey Boo Boo is on Dancing with the Stars Junior.
Yeah, Junior. Uh-huh.
It sucks, man. It's hard work.
Well... She's not a.
That's what she's saying.
Petite gal.
It's hard work.
It's hard work. There's some pictures. She just had a meltdown. Apparently.
Aw, she's
at
just
the
a
dance
child.
Studio. I know she's just a little girl. She's wearing her little workout clothes as she's in there dancing. However, don't worry if she makes it all the way to the time the show starts airing. It's $50,000 in her pocket,
mm-hmm.
and the longer she stays on, the more money she gets. She can wind up getting. Let's see, 60, 75, 95.
I think it's like 130.
130. That's it exactly. $130,000 if she makes it all the way to the very end.
Right.
But she's guaranteed $50,000 just for going through the however many weeks of training that it takes to get to the first show. Because that's pretty rigorous.
I hope she does well. She could use the discipline.
Yeah. And
yes,
the
she
money.
Could.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Listen, yes, that family needs money. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there she is melting down. Were you able to find the Rock singing to Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, it was long. I just finished.
Oh.
It's actually pretty long. All right, ready?
Yes.
All right, here it is. Here's the video.
Pratt. He is showing all his weights. Oh, isn't that so sweet? Good for Chris. He had a lovely birthday. All his celebrity friends reached out.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
A stolen airplane.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday at 7:40. We need fall interns. We're on the hunt for them right now. If you are a college-age student enrolled in college, can get college credit and want a paid internship here at the Alice. Listen, the hours are it's early. You got to get up early. But it's such a fun internship. We have so many. Yes, Daniel is in there. He raises his hand.
He's
in
doing
the air
good.
Like he just don't care. He is. He's doing great. And actually, we had such a great crop of interns. So we're looking forward to meeting the fall kids. Send a cover letter and a resume to uzette@radioalice.com.
Actually, today was supposed to be our intern Annalise's last day, and she was going to bring in some sandwiches for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yes! Yes!
It's not happening. It's not happening. No sandwiches today.
Oh.
Her mom texted me last night. They were in the ER. And
No.
You can put him down.
Put him down.
But I'm celebrating.
But it's not happening.
Look at me.
It's not happening.
Put him down.
In the ER, is she okay?
No, she had to get surgery. She had to get her appendix out.
Oh, my God. She got appendicitis over the weekend.
On sandwich day.
On sandwich day.
Poor Annalise. Let's send her some sandwiches. Poor thing.
I know, and I feel so bad because today was going to be her last day, so she was bringing us sandwiches. So sorry to all the staff. We're not going to get sandwiches
I feel bad, too.
Today. And I feel bad for Annalise.
Make a note. Let's send.
All human can say was, I'm not getting my sandwich.
Yeah, that's all I can say too.
Oh my God. You guys are such awful
Let's
people.
Send flowers
Thanks so much,
or something.
Really
she's
going
to be down
that.
For a couple of weeks and she's supposed to go back to school.
She's supposed to go back to school this week and start. Where's she going? Boston
University?
Yeah.
UMass.
Oh, okay, UMass. So poor baby.
I know. No. That is awful.
Yeah.
We're not getting the sandwiches.
Why don't you go get us some sandwiches?
That sounds like a great idea.
I'll do that.
Great. Michael's is right up the street in San Rafael. Yeah. Go get him.
Bye.
No, I'll just go to Homegrown.
No, we don't want Homegrown. We want Michael's.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Michael.
Nah. Hey, homie, you want to leave anyway? Go to San Rafael.
Yeah, we'll see you in 2 hours.
Man.
Right. Anyway.
So mad at her appendix right now.
That poor thing.
Me too.
Stupid timing.
Okay, so we need new interns.
Couldn't wait till she
torture.
Got the UMass.
See what you have to deal with, people like this.
It's going to be a great internship.
By that, I mean the boys. The Radio
Alice Report. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Koyuchi, offering 100% organic. Offering 100% organic cotton sheets. Koyuchi, Koyuchi. Now go.
Yay!
There you go. Koyuchi. They're great.
They are great.
Great towels, great sheets. And look online at koyuchi.com. They have even more stuff. Mm-hmm. Pillows, blankets.
It's all 100% organic cotton all the way through the process, too. A lot of places use organic cotton and then still can't be called organic once they're done putting all the chemicals on those things. But not Koyuchi.
They got the certification.
Yeah, they do.
Do they have sandwiches?
They do not have sandwiches there.
I'm starving.
Oh my God. You guys are so insensitive.
I've never been so furious at an appendix in my life. You know what? I need to look. What does an appendix look like? So
just
I know
like
where
a little
to aim my
finger
fury.
Hanging off where your small intestine meets your large intestine.
I'll just do it real quick.
I can look it up right now.
That's an appendix?
I mean, that's
just
what
a little
up.
Man.
End piece there. Useless thing.
What a punk. Anyway, here's what's happening.
All right.
This story is kind of riveting and sad, but mostly just riveting, like crazy riveting. So, Richard Russell, you ever heard of this guy?
No.
Oh, just this weekend.
Yep.
Over the weekend at Seattle Tacoma, they call it SeaTac. My parents lived right next to it for a long time.
Your dad worked there, didn't
he? Yes, he did. SeaTac International Airport. On Friday night, a 29-year-old guy named Richard Russell, who works as ground service at the airport, stole an empty 76-seat Horizon Airlines plane. He stole it, like took off.
Got in, started it up, taxied it out.
Right, and took off flying.
Stole.
Right. Two fighter jets scrambled to follow him as he did tricks in the air, like flying upside down and doing a barrel roll, which
in
is...
In a big old aircraft.
A 76-seat airplane.
Oh, boy.
He actually talked to the...
Control tower?
Yeah, and apparently he was... fairly in control of himself as he did this stuff. Do you have any of the audio? It does look like he knew he wasn't going to be landing that thing safely because of that apology he gave. But they say, you know, he did do a barrel roll in that thing, which is pretty surprising. After about an hour of flying, he crashed the plane into a small island in the Seattle area. He died in the crash. No one else was hurt. And now they're all trying to figure out, how'd that guy steal a plane?
Yeah.
Who left the keys in the plane?
That was exactly what I was thinking.
There are no keys in a plane.
There's no keys?
No.
You can just walk in and push start?
Pretty much.
Well, I thought he used to work there.
Well, he does work there.
He worked there then.
Right?
Yeah, so. And he was able, he had access to get on the plane, you know, whether he was cleaning the plane or just going to get something. He had access and just walked right into the cockpit.
And said, you know what I'm going to do? You would think that there would be blocks on all the wheels that maybe kicked him out of the way before he went up.
Well, like, I think he used one of those grand transportations to
so maybe he pulled him out of there. And
he did, and then point the nose to the runway.
Oh. Damn. That's sad. I mean, he's a crazy person, but he sounds like a very nice person.
That's so
terribly sad.
We got another celebrity mugshot. By celebrity, I mean a new celebrity.
Oh, a news celebrity.
No. A new celebrity.
Oh, like are they super hot or something?
Yeah, remember
Jeremy Meeks.
Remember that guy?
He married an heiress.
Yeah,
he's worth a bajillion dollars.
He divorced his first wife and married that other one. From out of jail,
straight to celebrity status and
modeling,
into the money.
Right. I'm in the money.
There's a 19-year-old woman named Marshalla Perkins from Texas, Commerce, Texas, and she was arrested back in February.
Marshalla.
Oh. For marijuana possession. Her makeup looks so good in her mugshot. They say it's because she's an aspiring makeup artist.
Oh.
And was doing a demo on Facebook Live for some friends right before she was arrested. Here's her makeup. She does look great. She's hot. Really
she's a hot chick. Hold on. Oh, she's beautiful. She's a black girl. Her hair's all braided, and she has like a pink.
You got a color picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's absolutely gorgeous. The makeup is a little much for me with the pink eyeshadow.
Right, but it's pretty hot.
Oh, she looks. She's a absolutely stunning girl. So what's her deal? She's a new celebrity.
Her makeup looks great in her mugshot, and again, because she's an aspiring makeup artist, someone tweeted the mugshot a few weeks ago and said, we need a tutorial, free her. And apparently a lot of people agreed because the tweet went viral and they started bombarding Marshalla with requests for makeup tips.
Oh.
So now she's starting to take private appointments and she's launching an Instagram account and a YouTube channel to capitalize on her new fame in the makeup world. And she is hot.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl. She even looks good in that orange jumpsuit.
She is wearing a jumpsuit. Yes, she was arrested. She likes the doobie weed. Is it wrong?
It's not wrong here,
right.
But apparently it's wrong in Texas, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Commerce, Texas.
Yeah. It's just weed, people.
I don't know. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. You know that.
Winston Churchill was voted out of office as the Prime Minister of England just 2 months after he defeated the Nazis.
That's right.
A guy named Clement Attlee beat him in a landslide. Apparently, the voters thought a different party would be better in peace times.
Huh.
That's the most disappointing part of the movie starring Gary Oldman as you watch about the Winston Churchill story, is that Here's a dude. Things were tense, like you can't. And they
he gave his all for
they
it.
They create that. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, you got to watch the movie. Well. They just create that tension and the. And then he pulls them through that.
He does.
Darkest hour.
Yep.
He pulls them through the darkest hour.
And at the end, it says he
no
didn't
gratitude.
Get reelected. You what? Yeah. How could you?
Seems like both sides basically hated his guts from the word go. They put him in that position hoping he would fail miserably.
How could you want to fail as a country?
I know. There it is. So his member of his own party would never clap for any of his speeches.
Unbelievable.
They wouldn't cheer him on. They wouldn't support him.
You like that movie?
Yeah, he definitely deserved the Academy Award.
Yeah, he was great.
Did he win it?
He did, yeah.
Good for him.
The AC/DC logo.
Yes.
Was based on the letters in the first book ever printed. The Gutenberg Bible.
Oh.
The guy who created it was paid a one-time fee, never got any royalties, and also did the logos for Pepsi and Time Magazine.
Hmm.
The AC/DC logo.
Oh. So that style of lettering was the...
I guess so.
From this early Bible, huh?
There you go.
Yeah, look at that. Well, he added that lightning strike, though.
That's, you don't know what he did.
Nice. He had to.
I don't know. Maybe had that's to. In there. You read that Bible, who, man?
The Gutenberg is kind of ornate. And reading some of those letters, it's hard. It doesn't... It's not like... The type of today. The type is different. You should show them the text of the Gutenberg Bible.
Let's have a look at the text of the Gutenberg Bible.
Yeah,
I'd like to see that. So you can't just get a printing in like a, you know, sans serif. Or
so it's really about. It's it's not a different Bible. It's the same. It's just written in some kind of
Here's
different
the cover
print.
Of it. I'm not sure. If
gorgeous.
It looks, is it the similar text?
I didn't realize Steve Gutenberg had written a Bible. That's interesting.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. I prefer Josh Brolin's version of Happy Birthday, but nothing compares to Vinny's, says 914.
That's true. Vinny's is like, there's just so much like heart behind it. You can't.
Are you guys saying Adam Levine broke into John Mayer's house?
Yeah. Can you believe that? It's weird.
Heck, I might just buy the book just to support her.
Omarosa's book?
Uh-huh, I guess so.
I'm telling you, she's going to sell a gajillion copies of that.
Mm-hmm.
People who hate her are going to buy it just to see what she has to say.
I think she was only on his team for her own fame. Well, that's obvious.
Listen, that's what reality show people do.
By the way, the Gutenberg Bible is written in Latin. I couldn't read it anyway.
Oh! Latin. Who knows that?
Nobody. Thanks, Donald.
Damn.
408 says... The number one singer of all time is Whitney Houston.
No, she's not. She's a great singer. But I wouldn't. She's not at the top of my list. Great singer, though. That's the thing. It's so subjective. Like, everybody has their favorite singers. You can't say, you know, because Rolling Stone had said Aretha Franklin is the greatest singer of all time. She's apparently on her deathbed.
People are messaging.
Sorry, Hooman. Go ahead.
People are messaging me saying Celine Dion. I don't know if you guys agree with that.
No. They're like nasally horrible voices.
Stop being friends with those people.
Yeah. Change your number.
No.
You're welcome, Bay Area.
I've never been. I'm going to sing through my nose.
I mean, obviously people love her. She's so very popular.
Oh, yes. Sorry if you love her. Yeah, I'm with you. She just has a pinched look about her. I'm singing this song. Oh, she didn't do that. That's,
sounds great,
that's Christina.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.